the Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of marketing, sales, and sales operations. Brought to you by InsideSales.com, the leader in sales acceleration. I'm your host, Gabe Larson, and with that, let's get at it.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sales Acceleration Podcast. We're not really live, but we're excited to have another session, another guest, another day. And I've been getting into this concept more and more, and I can't kind of stop thinking about it. You know, as we move in the inside sales world into a more strategic sales motion, we move upstream, our deal sizes become bigger. This idea of an account-based sales approach is becoming particularly important. And one of the key facets of an account-based strategy is the idea of relationships, or as our guest today calls itself, the keep in touch specialist. You've got to find ways to do this both with automation and remote technologies, but also offline technologies. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We've got a guest, Damar Zimmerman. Damar, how the heck are you?
I'm so doing so good. I can hardly stand it. That's why I'm sitting down.
That's right. So Damar, we appreciate you jumping on. Now, Damar comes from a company called Send Out Cards, and they specialize in these offline keep in touch strategies to be able to reach out to people using cards, gifts, etc. We'll get into some of the fun here in just a minute. But Damar, maybe you can tell us just a little bit about yourself and some of the cool things you guys do at Send Out Cards.
Well, thank you very much, Abe. I'm glad to be here. A little bit about myself. I really don't like talking about myself, but I've been around marketing for ever since I was 25 years old, and I've been marketing for years. I'm now 58. I can't even believe I say that. But I've been teaching people for the last 13 years how to keep in touch and build relationships using a product that I just believe anybody that needs to keep in touch with anybody needs. And so I love what I do. I love the concept, and it's fun to teach people what I do. And so I've been in marketing for all my life, basically.
I love it. So we're going to get into these keep in touch strategies and how that can play a role in your kind of sales and outreach strategy. But before we do, we always like to push guests and to have them tell us something about themselves that's a little more unique to them outside of business. Any passions, hobbies that you you enjoy?
Well, my three most favorite hobbies, three most favorite or important things to me and things I like to do is I like to spend, I'm a religious man. I like to spend time with my religious stuff. I love my family. And my favorite recreational thing is fly fishing. I'm a fly fisher. I learned it from my dad. And, you know, I tell people three most important things in my life is my dog, my family, and fly fishing, and sometimes not necessarily in that order. Sometimes that fly fishing gets up to the top when it shouldn't be, but I'm a fly fisherman. That's what I do.
I love it. So where is the best place to go fly fishing? Have you done it all over the world, or you've kept it to the Northwest?
Anywhere I can put my feet in the water. I tell people I feel more comfortable with my feet in the water than on dry ground. So I my dad was a fly fisherman. He was a natural fly fisherman. And, you know, I learned everything I know about success. I learned from my dad. And if I didn't, he gets the credit anyway. And a lot of it was on the river. And so, my dad passed away a few years ago. And so I just love going on any river that's got any kind of trout in it. So if it's got trout, I like to, if someone tells me about a river that's got trout, that's where I go. I just love it. It's just a lot of fun.
I love it. Interesting. Yeah, my dad was a big fisherman. He didn't pass it on too much, but maybe one of these times I'll have to have you take me and show me the ropes. So let's transition and get into the good stuff here. One of the questions I have, it seems like a lot of people call this concept a little bit different. I've heard you talk about it maybe one or two different ways. If someone said, you know, in just a couple words, what do you call this? Do you call it offline relationship building strategies? Do you call it keep in touch strategies? Well, how do you refer to this?
Well, keep in touch strategy, relationship building, it's all pretty much under the same umbrella. I've had some incredible mentors in my life that has taught me a lot. A lot of times I didn't learn it until later on in my life. But one of the things that I learned early on when I was in my 20s was a man named Harvey McKay. I got his tape. So he was a mentor of mine from afar. And I remember I was in the real estate industry, and I was a real estate agent. And I listened to this tape about, and it was called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And he talked about the thank you note. And back then we didn't have the internet. We had nothing like that. And so he said, if you'll send notes to people, and if you build your Rolodex, we called it, that now we call it a database or your list, but your Rolodex, and some of you might not even know what that is, but if you go in there and you start keeping in touch with people and send the thank you note, and you do that consistently to about 2,000 people a year, and that's a lot, that was a lot for me, I thought. And he said, if you do that, you'll never make less than a six-figure income a year. And back then, that was a lot of money. It still is today. But so I went and bought a box of notes, just thank you notes. And I got my Rolodex out, and I started sending them out. And I got lost in my Rolodex. And after 2 weeks, I was lost. I didn't know who I sent what to. I wasn't very organized, and I quit. Well, later on in life, I was a marketing director of a resort down in New Mexico. I lived in Utah, and I would go back and forth and work it. And I found this company, Send Out Cards, and I started, and it's exactly what Arvin McKay said years and years ago, you know, in the past. And I wasn't very good at keeping touch with people. I wasn't very good at building my network. And one of the things he'd always say in everything he's ever done, he said, your network is directly related to your net worth. And so I started using the system and build my base. And the other thing he always says is it doesn't matter if you're employee or self-employed, treat your work like you're the owner. And and it wasn't until later on in life that I started to realize that. And so I started to use the system. I was employed with a company. I was a consultant, but I was also an employee. And I started using the system to build the relationships within the resort with the people that I worked with, and then also building the relationships for my prospects and my customers. And it then life changed for me when I started doing that. I was 45 years old when I started using Send Out Cards, and it was absolutely the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen in my life in business when I started using it. And
I love it.
I started to learn.
So if you, DeMar, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to ask one quick thing. So that's a powerful story as you came to it and kind of learned some of the principles. For those of us who have not really ventured, and I'm getting more into this every day, just because I'm seeing the power. I've already started to experiment and experience myself. Why should a salesperson, if you were trying to pitch me, why should someone else get into it? It sounds like you've had your own journey. Why else should someone join?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the reality, okay, is that I personally believe now that we're only as good as our network, whether it's in business or personal life or whatever. And the relationships we build is all we have. After it's all said, after all the dust settles, it's your relationships. And what my belief is, and what I've learned is it doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States or you're working for a company, people do business with people that they like and they trust. And so if you can build a trust or a relationship then it's really powerful. There's a lady, her name is Mary Kay Ash. She founded a company called Mary Kay Cosmetics. And everybody thinks that she's in the cosmetic business, and she's not. She taught people how to feel good. In her office, she has a sign or a saying on I think it's on her desk or up on the wall. It says, everybody has an invisible sign that hangs around their neck that says, make me feel important. It's a fundamental need of every human being to feel important. So if you can make somebody feel important, so for example, Gabe, I meet you, and even if it's on the phone or in person, and I take the time to make you feel important, and I send you a note, just a written note, and I send it to you, it accelerates our relationship. In minutes, we all of a sudden have an instant relationship, and all of a sudden, there's a trust there. So I've learned that, and I've been using this system for 13 years, and it's absolutely blows my mind what that kind of stuff does.
No, I love it. I love it, and it makes perfect sense. I think this is something, especially in our world tomorrow, where, you know, we're in the remote sales world. We've often kind of done things from a distance, but we've got to find ways to be more personable, get in front of people, show that we care. And I think this stuff right now, these ideas are on fire. So let me ask you this. So I get kind of why this is potentially important, but let's get into the what. So when we talk about keep in touch strategies, what are we actually talking about? Is this, you mentioned a couple examples of a card. Maybe walk us through what it actually looks like.
Well, first of all, note sending, some of the master salespeople in the world, over the years, they've been note senders. Okay. Like you take a guy like Tom Hopkins, who is a real estate guy. He used to send 10 thank you notes. He learned it from his mom. His mom always had a list, and she'd send notes to people. And so what he did is every day he sent 10 thank you notes. After 2 years, 100% of his business was referral. And so the good old fashioned thank you note has been kind of lost. It's like a lost art. Well, what Sendout Card did is they created a system where you could take technology and send a card from your phone or your computer in your own handwriting. They have a way to capture your handwriting. So you can write a note and they print it, stuff it, and you attach a gift to it and stuff it, and they send it in the mail. So you never touch it. So they make it very easy, very simple to do. And so now technology married with the good old fashioned note, it's so easy to do. It's like, why not do it? If it can enhance what you do. And people who start doing that, the results are phenomenal. I give you some examples. I give you thousands of examples, but I can give you an example of my son. He worked for a service company in a call center. And he started sending cards. His company started using it. And every time he talked to someone on the phone, he sent him a card. Well, his results were at least 20 to 30% higher than everybody else in the call center. And why? Because he sent that note, that little touch after each conversation. It wasn't an email. It wasn't a text. It was a touch. And someone saw something physical in the mail, it came to them, and he reached out to them, and he built a better relationship with those people. And the funny thing is, he doesn't work for that company anymore. And some of those people he runs into, they still remember him. And that was over 10 years ago. They remember him from that company.
Wow. So it's some of the key facts, it's the ability to, in a very easy way, using automation, using technology, be able to run some of these strategies to people in order to keep these relationships, build these relationships. You know, it's funny, Damar. I mean, I'm younger. Let's just admit it. I'm pretty young in my sales career. I've only been doing this for, 15 years. So I can't quite claim the stuff you've done and been through, but feels like writing cards to people, it comes up every once in a while, but then it buries its ugly head and then it kind of comes up again. It's never like it loses its flavor, but somehow we forget that the personal touch actually does trump everything. Do you think that's because we just get wrapped into the technology, the latest and greatest, and we forget that kind of the personable human-to-human interaction is most important? Why do you think that happens?
Well, technology, you know as well as I do, you've grown up in the technology age. I grew up when, you know, we didn't even have computers, you know, and you know, last 30 years, you know, of my life, that I've seen this. I mean, you know, it was less than 10 years ago. Well, just over 10 years, or it was about 10 or 11 years ago, you couldn't even take a picture with your phone. And texting didn't exist. And so the last 10 years, everything's changed. You're in that world right now. And so what's happened is that most people don't know that from their phone, from their computer, they can do the same thing that they can do with a text, except they can actually send something that adds more value to the experience
of that person. That's, I think, where you guys have just hit a home run. I mean, this mobile app I've been using, you type it, you basically, it had, and I want to get in here in just a second into the how, because I know people want to get into what are some of the best practices, et cetera. But love the idea around this concept of what, where you actually can, if you want, and you can use other people's handwriting, but you can also capture your own. You actually fill out a document with your handwriting. And then when you're on your mobile app and you type, quote unquote, this old note to somebody, you press send, it then translates it into your own handwriting, your own signature, and sends it off. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, you've really taken that idea of going to the store, buying the box of notes, trying to figure out which cards are the right, trying to get my handwriting so that someone could actually read it, go to the post office. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I can't do that in my world, but I can get on my mobile, type a note, press the button, and have it automatically sent. I think it is cool.
It's phenomenal. I'd like to just give you a couple of experiences how that works. So
yeah, let's get into it.
I have a friend.
Tell me some of these stories.
So I have a friend who's an insurance agent. He does property casualty. He has about 10 agents that work underneath him. He's one of the top producers with his particular company. He's in the top 50. And so one of the things is that the people they sell policies to, they never really ever meet them because most of it's done on the phone. So we came up with an idea that every time they got a new client, they took the office and each one of those agents had, it showed the staff on the card, and then there was a circle around that particular agent. So that agent would send a card out and say, I want to let you know who you were talking to, and it had a picture of that person. So now that person becomes real. It was very powerful. And what was interesting is that most of the people in property casualty, they're in that community. So now all of a sudden they go to a grocery store and say, Jim or whoever it was, so you're my agent. Oh, I'm glad you sent me that picture so I know. We shop at the same grocery store. And all of a sudden that becomes a better relationship. That's one experience. Another experience is if you golf and you have the ability, and part of your job or what you're doing is to wine and dine people. Well, you could go out, like I'm going to use my example. I like to fly fish. I take clients and people fly fishing. I go out, I take a picture of their experience. I put it on the front of the card. I write a message in there, send, maybe even send a gift. And then I just tell them, just real simple, not trying to sell them anything. Call me when you get this. I want to make sure you got the card. And all of a sudden now that becomes a stronger relationship. And there's there's no question that Matt, if you understand sales at all, you know that just by hearing that builds a better trust, a better relationship, and repeat customers. And so those are just two experiences, and I can give you thousands.
I'm sure, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask is, so I love the experiences, is we in our world try to move upstream and get some of these bigger deals. We often come into these situations with, you know, a gatekeeper or a secretary or an admin. And you had mentioned in the past a couple quick examples, but I wanted to see if we could maybe just dive into a little bit more. Have you been effective in kind of running these plays, if you will, with a gatekeeper? And if so,
Walk us through how that may look.
Well, sit-up cards has two elements to it. One of them is spontaneousness. So you can be spontaneous as you want, or you can be as automated as you want. So for example, I can send a drip campaign. I can schedule my cards to go out either specific dates or over a certain period of time by trigger. So, it's triggered and then another card sent out 30 days later or 3 days or whatever. So when I wanted to get into a company, every company usually has a gatekeeper. And so what I would do is I find out who that gatekeeper is, and then I'd smother him with gifts or something. So I create, like if I wanted to get in the mortgage, if I wanted to get in front of a bank, the president of the bank, I drip on whoever his assistant is and send him cards and gifts until I called and they'd say, oh yeah, get right in. I'll let you right in. Let me give you a personal experience. I wanted to be on a show. A radio talk show. There was one back in the Midwest, and it was a show about sales, and I wanted to be on it. So I listened every Saturday morning when the show was. And he'd always bring up something. One of them was about coffee. So I went in, and I sent him a card with a Starbucks card. And I said, hey, I heard you talking about coffee. Here's a Starbucks card. Call me when you get it. I want you to make sure that you got your gift. Then a week later, he's talking about his wife's birthday. I said, hey, I found something I think your wife would like. Here, send it. You can give it to her. Yada, yada, yada. I did that three times. Third time he calls me up, he goes, I got to have you on the show. And the reason why, it's the same principle. Whether you're trying to get into the decision maker, whatever, you do that kind of stuff. I can get into any door by smothering somebody with love. It's appreciation. And love wins over self-promotion every single time.
Wow. Yeah. So if you, walk us through, if you go, I want to get tactical, I want to go one more step tactical and ask two questions here. And then we can kind of probably start to wrap this up a little bit. One is, you talk about kind of this drip or this campaign. What is, if you just did an offline strategy, or maybe you bring in some phone calls, can you walk us through one sample campaign where you would say, okay, so for card one, and it's a gatekeeper or a prospect or a customer, I would maybe send this. And then card two, maybe is there something you could walk through that kind of paint that picture of how you'd run an offline strategy in a very tactical way?
Well, there's on our system, you can create the images and what you want on the card, or you can use one of our 20,000 cards that we have in the system. And so what it is that, so let's say that I just met you on the phone. Well, I can just go into my contacts, pull it up, pick the card I want or a campaign that I've already created. I can already create the message. I can pre-create the message just like a mail merge letter, or just like a mail merge email. And I can automate that. So it automatically goes out once I've made that connection particular to that particular event. So let's say that I got your business card and I'm at a networking event. Well, I can do the same thing. I can get your card, get your information, put it in the thing, and I can click a predetermined campaign specific for that event. And I can send it to one person, or I can send it to thousands of people at once.
Got it.
So that's how our system, it's
super customizable. What do you find to be the best gifts? I mean, it sounds like I can send cards with gifts. Have you found, just trying to get again a couple maybe best practices here, is it funnier cards? Is it donuts on the gift side? What are some of the things that have resonated with your audience?
Well, I have, when I do seminars and stuff, I tell people you need to make them laugh or make them cry.
Got it.
I mean, that's what you try to do. You build the emotion. And so, or you make them feel good. You make them feel warm. And you know, I learned a long time ago that chocolate is that's probably the number one commodity in food in the world is chocolate. And so I coined a phrase called the brownie miracle, or you just got brownie. I have a card that says you just got brownie. And what you do is you send a card and it adds it as a brownies on it. And I found that brownies, out of all the gifts we have about 800 different gifts, generic gifts that you use. And I found out that brownies, that's our number one gift people use. If you can send somebody some chocolate, doesn't matter if they're on a diet or not, they'll eat them and they'll love you. And so I have fun with it. So I'll say here, I thought I'd send you these brownies to put a smile on your face. They're only 450 calories, so you're going to love them. Call me when you get them. I want to make sure you got your gift. So I found that brownies, the brownie miracle is what I call it, works the best. So that's my favorite gift.
Yeah, I love it. Well, interesting. I'm going to put some of the things that DeMar has shared with us is he's actually shared a couple campaigns. So I will put a couple notes around that he's used to be effective. But as we wrap up here, DeMar, what kind of takeaways, or if someone wanted to experience this process and be able to send a card, anything you can throw out or recommend for these people to do?
Well, what I've done is I set up a site that you can go to, and it's accelerator.com. And I've got a video on there that shows you how it works, you know, the experience of it. And then you could go and click on it. If you do it today, when you listen to this, if you go there right then and click on it, you can set up a free account, and I will give you the ability to experience the brownie miracle. So you can go in there, pick a card that you want, and for me, no cost, you can send a card in a box of brownies. So you can experience the best thing that I've ever learned is if somebody can experience it and they feel it and they get the response back, that's the best thing I can do for them.
I love it. So this is a cool offer, you guys. So they can go to, what's the website? Is that in place?
It's Accelerator Cards. I might have said it wrong. AcceleratorCards.com.
Okay, so www.acceleratorcards.com, and they can go there just to experience these offline strategies. And guys, I wanted to get here. You know, we've talked about on some other episodes some of these account-based gifting offline strategies, but I want you to try it. And DeMar took one for the team and said he'd set this up. So go to acceleratorcards.com. Send a free note. Send some brownies. Try this. And I want feedback. You can send that feedback to podcast@insidesales.com because we want to see if we can't get best practices, success stories as people start to integrate this into their account-based outreach strategy. So, DeMar, really appreciate it. Interesting conversation. We probably have to have you back on. I know you have 1,000 more stories and other campaigns, but we want to at least set the table today. And maybe we'll have to get a little deeper next time. So in closing, Rick, any last comments or words of advice?
Yeah. Everybody has an invisible sign that hangs around their neck that says, make me feel important. Go out and make people feel important. You do that, it'll change your business. It doesn't matter.
I love it. Perfect. Well, thanks again for joining and for the audience. Let's get at it.
You're listening to the Sales Acceleration Podcast. To learn more sales acceleration best practices, go to insidesales.com or follow me, your host, Gabe Larson, on Facebook.